Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Natalia on a recorded line. What is the name of the person that you're transferring?
Krista Patty.
Okay. Can you verify the phone number, please?
340-244-0343.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
All right, you guys both have a great rest of your day, and I wish you the best of luck, Miss Patty.
Same to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Hi, Miss Patty, can you hear me okay?
Oh, I can. Yes, I can.
Yes. Okay, perfect. I'll be your intake specialist today. My name is Natalia on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Sure. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. I'll ask you some quick questions. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, I did not.
No. Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents or contracts with an attorney for this?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And is this for yourself or a loved one?
Myself.
For yourself. Okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, I was.
You were? Okay. I'm so sorry to hear about that. Have you been receiving treatment or any surgeries?
I did.
You did? Okay. Where did you receive treatment? What medical center or hospital?
It was in North Carolina.
In North Carolina.
The name of the hospital?
Yes, please.
It's the Wake Med Rally Campus.
Okay. Can you spell that for me?
Wake Med is one word, WAKEMED.
Okay.
Rally Campus.
Wake Med, okay. In Rally, you said Rally Campus?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so Wake Med in Rally Campus. Do you have the address by any chance?
I have it. Okay, let me find it. It is 3000 New Bern Avenue,
mm-hmm.
Raleigh, North Carolina.
Okay.
Zip code is
27610. Okay, 27610. Thank you. All right. So Wake Med Rally Campus is where you were treated. Is that where you were diagnosed as well?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And do you remember the name of the doctor that treated you?
That treated me as in the surgery or
yes.
My gynecologist?
So we'll get to the gynecologist, but the one that did the surgery or the one that diagnosed you, can you provide their name?
Dr. Garner, Timothy Garner. That was my neurosurgeon.
The neurosurgeon. Okay. Can you spell that for me?
Last name, first name, which one?
Both, please.
Okay. T-I-M-O-T-H-Y.
Mm-hmm.
Garner, G-A-R-N-E-R.
Okay. Dr. Timothy Garner. Okay. And then where did you receive the Depo Provera injection? What medical center or hospital?
It was at the hospital I mentioned.
The same place? So
my gynecologist.
Okay, so the same place, Wake Med?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So I'll go ahead and write that down here. I'm just going to copy the address. And what is the name of the gynecologist?
Don Armstrong. Sorry about that.
Uh-huh. Don Armstrong. Okay. Can you spell that for me?
first name Don, and last name Armstrong, Armstrong.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Dr. Don Armstrong. And, okay, so that was Wake Med Rally. Okay, perfect. And then besides the meningioma diagnosis, have you ever been diagnosed with cancer previously?
No.
No. Okay. And when was the diagnosis of the meningioma?
I was diagnosed in 2018.
In 2018? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, did you say the a month? It was hard to hear you.
September 2018.
September of 2018. Okay, thank you. And then besides yourself, do you know anyone else that was injured by Depot Provera?
I don't know anyone else who was injured, but I do know I have like close friends who took Depot.
Okay, so.
But I don't know if they experienced the same thing that I experienced.
Okay, no problem. I'm just asking just to make sure we can help as many people as possible. But I'll go back to that a little bit later. Okay, so I'll put no, nobody else was injured for now. And then I'm going to ask you a few questions about the usage of the Depot Provera. So did you consume or did you use the injectable contraceptive, the brand name Depot Provera?
Yes, I did.
You did, okay. And did you use it for at least 1 year minimum, meaning you took 4 injections in 1 year?
Yes, I did.
You did, okay. And then what date did you first start using it?
The exact date?
To the best of your knowledge.
I started in 2013.
In 2013, okay. Do you remember
them? I started using it in 2013, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. So I'll put 2013.
I believe it was in March of 2013. I know it was early in the year. I believe March.
Okay, early in the year, March 2013. And what year did you stop using it?
2018.
Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay. And then I do have your full name here. I have Krista Maurice Patty.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Can you spell your first name for me?
K-R-Y-S-T-A.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And then can you spell your last name for me?
C-A- D D I E.
Okay, thank you so much. And then I have your number here. Is this a cell phone number?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So it looks like you do meet the minimum requirements so far. So I'm going to go ahead and move forward with the intake form. At the end of the questionnaire, I'm going to send you an electronic document to sign that gives permission to the attorneys to start working on the case. Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. And then what is your date of birth?
December 24th, 1990.
December 24th, you said?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, 1990. And then I have an email. Is it kpatty340@gmail.com?
That is correct.
Okay, thank you. And then for the attorneys, can you verify your social?
My whole social?
Yes,
580-256755.
Okay. And then what is your full mailing address?
It's my house address.
Your house address? Okay. What is it?
304 Fox Chase Lane, Hubert, North Carolina, zip code 28539.
28539. Okay, thank you for that. Is there a unit number or suite number, anything like that?
No.
No, okay.
304, that's the house number.
House number, okay, no problem. And then do you have a copy of the medical records that you can provide to the attorneys later?
I can get them from my doctor.
You can get them. Okay, perfect. Thank you. And then the last thing we need from you, it's just an emergency contact number in case something happens. So if you become unresponsive for an extended period of time, we will contact your emergency number so that there's no disruptions in the case. So for that, is it somebody that lives with you or lives separate?
I live by myself.
Okay. Do you have anybody you can contact?
Let me see.
Uh-huh.
I can probably give you my sister's number.
Your sister's number? Okay. Mm-hmm. And what is her first and last name?
Her first name is Christina.
Can you spell that for me?
C-H-R-I-S-T-I.
Mm-hmm.
N-A.
Mm-hmm.
And her phone number is...
Go ahead. You can put me on speaker if you need to. That's okay.
Okay. Get that. Four 340 474-1779.
Okay, 1779. And your sister Christina, what is her last name?
Same last name, Patty.
Patty, okay. All right. So that's it for the questionnaire here. So what I'll do next is I'll send you over the electronic document to sign so the attorneys can start working on the case. Have you done a DocuSign before?
Yes, I have. I've used it before.
You've used it before. Okay, perfect. So you'll be familiar with it. It's just a few initials and a few signatures. It's going to be the retainer agreement and the medical release form that gives them permission to look through your medical records. So I'm going to send that over right now.
Okay.
I'll send it to your email, and they'll also send you a link through a text message. It's the same thing. Whichever one's easier for you to access, you can open up, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Mm-hmm. And I'll stay on the line with you in case you have any questions or any concerns. I can help you out.
Okay.
All right, so I just sent that over. Let me know if you got it.
Yes, I did.
Okay, perfect. And then while you do that, I'm going to pull up the information for the attorneys so I can send that to you.
Can you repeat that?
Yes. While you sign the documents, I'm going to pull the information for the attorneys, the law firm that will be representing you, so that I can send that to you.
Okay, no problem. It's taking some time.
Mm-hmm. Don't worry, take your time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it just says, please review and act on these documents. Please sign. Okay, mm-hmm. I agree. Continue. Okay, it's open now.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to sign here. Okay. So do you want me to call you back once I'm finished?
That's okay. I mean, do you need to take some time to read through everything?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so it's really important that you finish signing it so that they can start processing it. Without the documents, we can't move forward. So that's why I wanted you to do it now. Just, you know, if you have any questions, I'm here for you. But if you need time to read it, that's fine. I'll send you the contact information of the attorneys and then my direct desk line through a text message. If you have any questions, please let me know, okay?
Okay, no problem.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Same to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.